Well, good morning. I just want to let you know that we are going to take an offering at the end of service because there's a number of families that have come to the church, within the church, who are hurting right now and need some assistance. So just so you could be prepared to give to them, you know, blessed is he who gives, right? Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, then I'll say good morning. Isn't it good to worship the Lord? I mean, when we come in this place, it doesn't matter if you're depressed or if you're just too focused on all your problems. Maybe you got in a fight with your wife on the way to church. God knows that never happens to me because I'm about a half a block away. But all care just seems to just disappear when you lift him up. I mean, it can change your whole perspective on life. When your focus is the Father, you're going to find peace for all the non-peaceful things in your life. Amen? That's what's so good about Sunday morning, to get in here and worship the Lord. In fact, when your focus is the Father, you'll find peace that passes all understanding. I mean, you walk out of here and you go, how come I feel so good? Because I didn't feel so good when I walked in. Amen? Well, I'll tell you what, that's kind of like the magic anointing. That's the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I think you ought to give him praise this morning. I'm disappearing up here. So you listen, see, something's happening. I'm cutting out for some reason. I look all right? I just wondered if that might be why. Anyway, we're going to continue our study on Psalm 91 this morning. We have examined the first four verses of the psalm and discovered that there are some very important things that God has protected us from. Amen? Is protecting us. He is protecting us from. I mean, in the past, and things that he will always protect us from. I need a different mic or something, okay?
I still don't do this. So I'm going to try to do this with a handheld mic, so please just kind of bear with me, all right? Anyway, we've examined the fact that he has protected us, he will protect us, and he always protects us. His love for us is that deep and that powerful, and it's never ending, and it passes absolutely all understanding. This morning, we're going to look into verses 5 and 6 of Psalm 91. In today's message, which is entitled, God's Got You. Go on, why don't you all say that? God's got you. In fact, why don't you personalize it? God's got me. Amen. Why don't you stand with me as we make our Bible declaration this morning? Are you ready? You got to take your Bible, got to hold it in your hand, raise it to the Lord, and say the next thing. Are you ready? All right. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, let's go. Amen. Let's go. You can be seated, and while you are seated, please turn to Psalm 91 in your Bible, and we are going to read verses 1 through 6 together. Well, kind of together. I'm going to read it. You're going to listen. All right? Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. Are you there? All right. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Now the verses we are going to cover today. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Serena, could you come up and pray for the message, please? How many of you are ready to hear the word of God today? How many of you are ready to let the word of God change you today? Amen. Amen.
It's so loud. Excuse me. Father, we come before your throne boldly and confidently because that's what your word says we can do, to receive mercy and grace in our time of need. Father, you are so good to us. You have given us all that we need that will keep us, that pertains to life and godliness. So, Father, today, as we come before your throne, first I want to pray for those that have received and been told they have cancer. We curse that at the root to wither and die in Jesus' name. Father, your word says that by Jesus Christ's stripes, we have been healed. So right now, those that have come to me, that have spoken to me and said that that's what they've received, those that we know in our families, God, we thank you that we have your healing virtue. You sent your word and healed them and saved them from all destruction, from the door of death. You snatched them back, and they will give glory to your name. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for our president, his family, his cabinet, the vice president, the cabinet, those that are in committee right now that need to be endorsed and appointed. We pray in Jesus' name that your will be done and that your kingdom come. You have already established it in heaven. Let it be established here on earth. Father, we give you glory and honor now as we come to hear your word. I thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to our simple hearts and minds. Flood us, Holy Spirit, with revelation knowledge from this word. May we walk out of here going, oh Jesus, what have I been missing? Because you have provided all things according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit in my life. Let me walk in it. Yes, let me repeat it. Let me hear it. And let me do it.
Yes.
And we give you praise, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to try this one more time. I don't do real well with handheld mics. I think if you tied my hands, I couldn't talk to you. You know, you made me sit on my hands and be quiet. All right. As we continue our journey through Psalm 91, verse 5 says this, and I'll read it to you again. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. You know, nobody likes to be afraid. Fear is the enemy. I'll try standing here. Fear is a tactic of the enemy which manipulates us into doing his bidding. Say that again. Nobody likes to be afraid. Am I right?
Amen.
All right. Fear is a tactic of the enemy which manipulates us into doing his bidding. You see, when you're afraid, what you end up doing is the very thing that you're afraid of. All right? All right. Also, the Bible tells us that fear does not come from God. And so why would you want anything to do with it? 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Say it with me. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What the Bible does assure us of is this, in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. All right, but perfect love casts out fear. God is that perfect love. So just by taking it all in together, you know, fear is not from God. He does not bring that. He does not bring that to teach you a lesson. Come on. He does not bring fear to get your attention. All right? Fear does not come from God. So the first remarkable aspect of the verse we are looking at today is the promise that you shall not be afraid. The Hebrew meaning of afraid is to dread or to fear. So what this is saying to us is this. As you abide in the shadow of the Almighty, or as you stay in right relationship with the Lord, you will not dread or fear. Okay? The text goes, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. The word terror in this is the Hebrew word that describes a dreadful fear or terror. The words by night literally mean, guess what? By night. Okay? I want you to remember when the Israelites left Egypt and they found themselves in the wilderness, they experienced many challenges, which included listening to the frightening shrieks of and the screams of wild animals during the night. You have to remember now, they were used to the familiar sounds of a city bustling with people and not the sounds of the wild, the sounds of industry and people talking, not what they were hearing. What they were experiencing now all of a sudden was just new. In fact, I've got to believe that the nighttime in the wilderness was probably a time when everyone was super sensitive to all the strange sounds that went on around them. Yet through Moses, God said this, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. How many of you know it's important that we take this stuff in context? Okay. This promise of divine peace and divine protection from the enemy's attacks in the night is repeated through Scripture, front to back. In fact, God guarantees us sleep when we lie down at night. Consider the promises that we see in Psalms and Proverbs that I'm going to read to you. In Psalm 3, verse 5, it says this, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. And again in Psalm 4, verse 8, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And then again in Psalm 127, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Guess who are his beloved? That's you and I. He gives you and I sleep. In Proverbs 3:20, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. I love it when my sleep is sweet. Amen? Amen. I hate it when I wake up and I'm just as tired as I was when I went to sleep. How many of you know that there are few things that are more and more valuable than a good night's sleep? Amen? In fact, researchers say that just going 24 hours without sleep can cause impaired vision and hearing. Maybe that's what's the matter. Me. I know it's not age. Okay. And it affects hand-eye coordination. This is just by not sleeping 24 hours. Not to mention causes irritability, like I'm getting at this mic. There's reduced memory function, and as a result, impaired decision-making. The truth is, we need quality sleep on a regular basis to function. And you know what? God knows that. He knows that. Struggle to get a good night's sleep, I do sometimes, then do something that works like praying. The devil doesn't like it when you do pray. So 9 times out of 10, when you begin a prayer, when you're falling asleep, or when you're trying to fall asleep, I guess I'll use this handheld.
Hello?
Hello. I'll try not to make it too loud. My wife told me that when you had that handheld, man, it's so loud. And I'm really a soft-spoken individual. If you struggle to get a good night's sleep, as I said, I do sometimes, then just pray, because the enemy leaves you alone once you start praying. Because if he's making you pray, he's not going to keep bugging you. But if that doesn't work, and I really mean this, memorize these verses and then speak them to the Lord. You remember that. and over your family every night. It worked for David, didn't it? And I'm sure that it'll work for you too as you declare these things in Psalm 56:3. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Glory to God. Psalm 91:5 that we're talking about right now. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. But in addition to living fear-free, which is what we all want, from the terror or night, or of night, God says that we should also not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. In Hebrew, the word arrow means a dart, or that which pierces. What's really kind of funny and kind of neat, it can also be figuratively used for lion's teeth, okay? So we don't have to be away from lions, be afraid of lion's teeth. Now I'm going to tell you quite a few meanings of phrases right here, but I'll pull it together at the end. The phrase that flies in Hebrew describes something that flies, which is no surprise, but it also refers to both speed and surprise, okay? And the arrow that flies by day, which literally means in the daytime, it's God's guarantee of protection against any attack that comes during the day. How many of you have been attacked during the day? All right. What it refers to is this, is outright visible attacks from the enemy that take place in plain sight. And we've all experienced those kinds of attacks. So what this verse is telling you and I is this, that regardless of the kind of attack or the time of attack, whether it's by day or by night, whether it's secretive or out in the open, and this ought to make you shout, okay? God's supernatural hedge of protection will surround you and I, forming an impenetrable wall if we are abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Well, why do you keep saying that? If you are in right relationship with Jesus. Amen? Amen. You have to remember, it's Him that is your shelter. He is your shelter. He is your hiding place. He is your refuge. There is absolutely no safer place on this earth than the secret place of the Most High. And you ought to just give Him praise this morning for that simple reason. So give Him praise this morning and thank Him that He's your shelter, your hiding place, and your refuge. Because every single one of us have come to the place where we've needed shelter. We've needed some place to hide. Amen? Where we've needed a refuge. And all we have to do, okay, all we have to do is stay in step with the Lord. And we do this by spending time with Him and by clinging to Him and holding tightly to His word. In other words, what He says, He means, and that settles it. And by living under His wings and in His presence. See, when you're in His shadow, His divine protection overshadows your life. All right? Again, God's promise in Psalm 91:5 says, you shall not be afraid. In fact, that's you, that's everybody here. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day. When we personalize this verse, we have a confession of faith that declares this, I will not be afraid of terror by night, and I will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. When you're laying in bed and you're feeling rather afraid of something, maybe it's something that's going to happen tomorrow, maybe from a bump that you heard in the night, you just have to say, I will not be afraid of the terror by night, and I will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. You're safe and secure as long as you abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? Amen. As we continue to look at this, the next protective promise is in verse 6. It's closely connected with verse 5, but it is different. Verse 6 says this, and again, it's talking about what we don't have to be afraid of, okay? Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Here, excuse me. Here God is telling you and I that if we stay close to Him, we will not have to be afraid of the pestilence. In the Hebrew, the word pestilence describes not only pestilence, it describes a plague or protection from thorns. Figuratively, it speaks to sticky or thorny situations. Interestingly enough, The word is related to another Hebrew word that means to speak. And so it refers to sticky or thorny situations due to spoken words. And we have all been people who have had that kind of a thing said to us. People say things, it's not nice, they are mean, they might think they're smart, they might even think they're funny. But you know what? They stick in us. They stick in us, and they're hard to get rid of. And listen, because this gets good. There is no doubt that we can cause great damage with the words we speak. Amen? We can. We can hurt people or we can help people with our mouths. We can encourage people or we can devastate people with our words. We can build them up or we can tear them down. It's absolutely your choice. If you think about it, it's the careless words of people who spread rumors and slanderous allegations that lead to deep hurt and broken relationships. It is. It's the things that people say. Nevertheless, according to Psalm 91:6, if you abide in the shadow of the Almighty, why do you keep saying that? Because that's the important part, okay? That's your part. If you abide in the shadow of the Almighty, you don't have to be afraid of sticky situations because of what others have said or alleged. To be clear, this passage specifies the pestilence that walks in the darkness. The word walk in Hebrew literally means accompanies darkness, okay? We could even say that this word exercises itself in the darkness or spreads about in darkness. And this gives us this perfect picture of how gossip or misplaced words function. It's very clandestine and it moves very stealthily in the darkness. Okay? People don't talk openly about things they want to gossip about, and the reason they try to keep things secret is because they know they shouldn't be talking about other people. I mean, that's Christianity 101. All right? It's 101. In fact, it's no surprise that the Greek word for gossip means to whisper. Okay? The reason people are whispering is because they know that they're not supposed to be saying what they're saying. And this, I'm sure you've heard this from your parents or whatever, you know. But a good rule to follow when it comes to talking about others is this. If you can't say it out loud in front of the person, then you shouldn't say it at all. Okay? That'll stop a lot of our talking, okay? I'm going to say that again. All right? If you can't say it out loud in front of the person, then you shouldn't say it at all. And if we fail to follow this rule, we can be the ones creating sticky or thorny situations that walk in darkness, all right? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. Amen? The word darkness describes darkness, all right? Or obscurity or gloom. So it is, again, something sneaky and stealthy. Again, if you're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, you don't need to be afraid of that because God's got you. And I mean, so much more could be said about that, but we have to move on. Another thing about verse 6 that we find in verse 6 is that destruction cannot lay waste to you. What do I mean? Psalm 91:6 goes on to say that we don't need to be afraid of the destruction that wastes at noonday. In Hebrew, the word destruction refers to anything that destroys, okay? The word waste is also important. It means just that, to lay waste, to violently lay waste, or to completely ruin. And please listen to this. It's a destruction that happens at noonday, which means in the very middle of the day for all to see and maybe all to hear. It can come from those who say things that I think, again, are funny or bold, and that they say things to our faces that are just plain mean, and those type of things can ruin us. You see, just because, you know, we shouldn't say things that we can't say to their face, but there are things you shouldn't say to their face, all right? You shouldn't, if you've got that thought in your mind, you ought to say this, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. If it doesn't bring life and it doesn't encourage people, then why are you saying it? Because you want to be encouraged. And that's not good. So basically, it's an attack that tries to ruin you, and it's carried out in plain view in the daytime. Let me just divert a moment about those destructive attacks. I want to ask you this question. Why are those negative attacks so prominently stuck in our memories? Let me give you what is probably to you a stupid example, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, okay? This beard, okay, I couldn't grow a beard till I was 33. I didn't think it was funny, but I grew it, kept it real short. Kept it real short because I didn't think it'd look good long. Well, I finally, you know, took a chance and grew it long. And I was feeling pretty good about it until someone came up to me and said, "Your beard, you can see through it." I didn't think that was funny either. So since that time, I have had so many compliments from strangers, from leaders. In fact, the leader of the Michigan District of the Assemblies of God calls me his beard mentor, okay? Because I told him the stuff he's got to put on his beard. But every time I look in the mirror, the thing that comes to my mind isn't, "Boy, that looks pretty good." It's, "You can see through it." I wonder if everybody thinks that. Why are the negative things that people say, why do they stick in our minds so much instead of the positive things that other people say? And I am telling you, the positive comments have so much buried the negative comment, but I still remember that negative comment. So the intention of this destructive attack is to lay waste completely and totally ruin things in your life in front of God and everybody else, okay? However, if you're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, neither the enemy nor evil people can succeed in their efforts to ruin your life, all right? Because I believe in the Word of God. I believe what the Word of God says, okay? Proverbs 26:27 says this, "Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have to roll it back on him." Psalm 7:15-16, "He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head," or her own head, "and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown." In other words, the ruining will be done to the one trying to ruin. Come on. "Or the trap laid for you will entrap the one who set it. As long as you are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, as long as you're in right relationship with the Lord." There is nothing, and nowhere does it ever give us the opportunity to back off in our relationship with the Lord. That comes to giving. That comes to giving. That comes to seeking his face. That comes to praying. That comes to reading his word. It never says nothing. You are never given the opportunity, never given the permission to not seek his face. If you do not seek his face, there are things that happen. And then people, Christians, they say, "Well, the promises of God aren't true because this isn't happening for me." Well, the reason it's not happening for you is because you haven't thought about God for 10 weeks. And he's not in all your thoughts, and he's not at the place where you're seeking him all the time. "Well, Pastor Wes, that's crazy. I work all day." No, that doesn't matter, okay? That doesn't matter. And you can say, "Well, Pastor Wes, you know, you can do that because you have this weird kind of job where all you do is praise the Lord." I'll just move on. Again, Psalm 91:6 in its entirety says this, "Nor of the pestilence," and it's saying, you don't have to be afraid, "of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday." I don't know about you, but I think that's awesome. All the negative things that people have spoken behind my back, all the negative things that people, out of thinking they are bold, have spoken to my face, and or written in letters. All right? God's got you. God has got you. And you know, it suddenly becomes hard when you think on them over and over again, like I've done with my beard. And now that I preach this, I've got to stand in front of the mirror every day and go, I'm not going to think about my beard. No, that's important. Because the negative will take you farther back than the positive brings you forward. Anyway, when we personalize Psalm 91, the parts that we've learned so far anyway, we have a confession of faith that makes a pretty awesome declaration. And I want you to say this with me. Why don't you stand with me? No, you don't have to say, why don't you stand with me? Just stand with me. I'm just going to say this. Gary Parney, it is so good to see you. Yeah. Amen. It is so good to see you. That just shows you that you can't stay away from Central Family Worship Center. Amen. All right, is it up there? Now get ready to say this like you mean it, okay? Like you're making a declaration to the enemy who's attacking you, like you're making a declaration to somebody that has opened their mouth when they should have kept it shut. Has anybody ever known anybody like that? Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
Ready.
I dwell. In the secret place of the Most High. And I abide. Under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord.
I will say to the Lord.
You are my refuge.
You are my refuge.
And my fortress.
My God.
In you I trust. Surely you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. And from the perilous pestilence. Come on, you're backing off. You cover me with your feathers. You put me safely under your wings. Your truth is my shield and buckler. We need to say that again. Come on. Your truth is my shield and buckler. I will not fear pestilence. That walks in darkness. I will not fear destruction. That wastes at noonday. Amen. Glory to God. Give him praise this morning.
Amen.
He has provided for you. Whether you're afraid, whether people say things about you and you think they're going to destroy you, guess what? They're not going to destroy you. They're going to destroy them. Because the Word of God says so. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we have your Word that, God, when expounded upon, when just read, but when expounded upon means even more than what a casual reading gives us. I thank you that your Word, it says, he who seeks finds. That if we knock, the door shall be opened. God, you are so good, so good. Father, I pray that this study, if you will, I pray that this study would have a real effect on the people that get to hear it, whether it's here or whether it's over the air. God, I pray that they would be able to take it and apply it to their lives. Not once we get into another series, just be forgotten about. But have it be something that they actually live out. Because it gives you, Almighty God, it gives you all of the praise because you have us. God's got us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say
Amen.
That after me. God's got me. Come on, personalize it. God's got me in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.